knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it.
Welcome back in Zone, hour two, 11:07, live from Verizon Arena and the Verizon Legends Pro Camp. Kids 7 to 14 running around, hanging out with a bunch of current NFL players, including DJ Williams, former CAC Mustang, former Arkansas Razorback. Where'd you go to junior high?
I was a Dunbar Bobcat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a current New England Patriot. So Pat's already hit the other guys up, so he's going to want you to sign anything Patriots that he owns.
Oh, yeah. Respect.
Unfortunately for you, he's got a pile of Patriots stuff.
That's all good.
How are you?
I'm doing real good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's weird, you know, having watched you guys play in high school, and now you guys are here, and you're kind of passing it on to the next generation. Yeah. Now it's funny. I mean, you've come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny when you're a kid and you're looking at those guys that come back. You never imagine that you're going to be those guys, and it's crazy because you're like, it's awesome. And at the same time, you're like, hey, I'm getting a little bit older because now those guys are, you know, golfing every afternoon, trying to figure out what to do with the rest of the day. They're getting old. I don't want to be old.
No, you don't want to be old. Trust me, we'll wake up one day and you'll be 40, and it'll be like in the next 2 weeks it'll seem like, because that's where
you're
I'm at.
You're making him feel bad, you know that, right? Had his birthday, he's 40.
Oh, I've come to terms with it. I'm okay.
Yeah,
I've been old mentally for a long time.
DJ, it's been downhill for a long time with this guy. I mean, a long, long time.
The good news is I never really achieved anything athletically, so it's not like I ever lost anything. So that's the good news for me.
Is that why you're eating the salad?
While I'm trying to get thin.
Can't burn it off as fast?
No, man. Yeah, your metabolism. It moved out about 10 years ago.
So, never to be back.
So right now, we were talking in the break, three tight ends on the roster in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans to bring anybody else? I guess it depends how camp goes, huh?
Yeah, it's usually how it works. I'm sure when camp comes around, you know, you'll fill those spots and, you know, have your free agent guys come on. And that's the way that it works. It's always been like that every year. And towards that last week of camp, it kind of, you know, weeds itself out and you start getting close to that 53-man roster, and that's the key. You want to make that team right
when
there.
When is that camp? When's it all start?
Camp starts the 23rd.
Of August?
Yeah. No, this month. It's
July.
Coming up.
July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Are you in your routine now in terms of working out here, or are you going back there?
No, I'm back in the routine. I've stayed up there. This break I didn't leave. I stayed up in Boston, and just to stay in the routine and get used to it. Big year coming up. You know what I mean? It's that so-called make or break year. That's what I've been hearing from everybody.
Hey, everybody
else,
you know? Every year is like that.
Yeah, that's every year in the NFL or in professional sports, I'd say. And just want to take it serious and give myself every advantage.
What's your deal as far as, I mean, do you have a number of years? Do you have a one-year deal?
Yeah, well, last year when I came in, after week nine, I believe, when I came to New England, I signed a two-year contract. But contracts in professional sports are really one-ended. And especially in the NFL, nothing's really guaranteed. That's right. Only baseball. So
it's like Reggie Swinton always says, not for long.
Yeah, that's right. How it works.
Okay. When you look to make this team and you look at your strengths and weaknesses, what is it in your strengths that you're trying to show Patriots for you to make that squad?
Oh, it's quickness. I would say ability to get open as a route-running tight end. I mean, I would say you start seeing that in college, you know, a player that can kind of do both, who's more skilled at one than the other. The NFL, I think coaches and, you know, their scouting department really try to push a player for their strengths and maximize their strengths.
Sure.
So you don't see too many guys like me putting their hand in the dirt trying to block Julius Peppers. You know, there's an occasion where that happens. You know, you just try to get in the way. But they really want you to do good at what you do best.
Well, what about the Patriots? They've used tight ends a little bit different than anybody else. And how's that work to your advantage?
It's been great. So one, having a great quarterback that can get you the ball and spreads it around.
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett and Brady. And I would say they really love the matchup problems that it causes, having a tight end that can split out. You know, I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but they had a guy there that did that a lot. And they have another guy there who's still there, Rob Gronkowski.
He's got a little injury issues, though.
But he's a matchup nightmare for a defense. And it's known around the league that's tough to defend. So I really want to show him what I can do best and do it every day consistently.
Quick question for you. Considering what just happened with Jimmy Graham, have you changed your Twitter on bio to player who catches the ball? Did you see this tight end has changed his bio from tight end? I forget who it was, to player who catches the ball, something like that.
Come
just
because
instead of, you know, wide receiver.
Trying to get that franchise tag?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's just trying to get that money.
He's still tight end, right?
Yeah, I'm still tight end.
All right. Here's my deal. If I'm and I'm assuming the Saints will do the right thing. The bottom line is Jimmy Graham, whether he's a receiver or a tight end, is one of the most valuable guys in the NFL. I hope they realize that. I imagine they probably do.
I'm sure he'll be a Saint next year.
Yeah, I guess he'll work it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, being a Green Bay fan, I was thrilled when you went to Green Bay. You got to play with Rodgers. Now you get to play with Brady. You haven't seen two of the best guys, not only currently, but maybe they'll go down as two of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that stands out as far as their approaches that are vastly different, or are there are a lot of similarities?
I would say both. Brady obviously has been in it a whole lot longer. You know, he has, you know, the championships. He has more years, and you can tell the experience, even at that level, especially with someone like Rodgers who got league MVP. There's still a difference in experience. Not much, and not saying it's a bad thing, but Brady, I would say, is probably the most competitive person I've ever seen at anything. And not saying Rodgers isn't. He is, but there's just
When you say, give me an example of, I mean, he's just doesn't let up every day. He's always on your tail, or
yeah,
he shows up before everybody.
I forgot what year is this for him. I would say 15, 16, 17. I'm not sure. He's up there.
86, right?
Tom Brady?
No, he was not in 86. 90.
I think he took over for Bledsoe.
Was 98 his last year? Because he played against Stern.
He played against Stern in 99.
He won in 2001. Didn't he win the Super Bowl 2001?
So 2000 must have been, or 99 fall must have been his rookie year.
So he was drafted in 2000 because Stern finished in 99. They played in that 2000 game, right?
No, they played in the year before. Stern's last game was at Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
I thought.
So,
right?
However long he played.
Yeah, we're idiots. As you can tell, we need to spot up.
I would say just
at least
his,
14 years, we'll say that.
How he's around every day. You know, nothing's mandatory. And for someone who has accomplished as much as he's accomplished, how open he is to coaching. I mean, every day in the meeting room, he's looking for stuff for coaches to coach him up on anything. I'm like, I know you know this. I know you know it. We go over it every day. You've been doing this for the past how many years? But he still opens his mind up every day to learning something new. And workouts, he does everything everyone else does. If we have conditioning, he'll back up and run with the receivers because they run more and they have to get it in faster times. And after everyone's dead tired and on their knees, he'll take a break, get back up, strap on some resistant bands, get the strength coach aside, and do more work. I'm like, this is incredible. I mean, he doesn't have to do that, but he does it because he understands you can always get better. And he's a competitor.
Part of it also is, do you think he understands guys like yourself, young guys, are watching him, watching everything he does? And if he does it, he's going to expect guys like you to do as well, which you would anyway. But
I will say that. And even, you know, his story of how late he got drafted, you know what I mean? He's just, I wouldn't say that's still a chip on his shoulder, but I'll go ahead and say that's still a chip on his shoulder, saying, like, he knows how good he can be, and he believes he's still not as good as he can be. And, what else with Tom? Tom is just, he's just an unbelievable competitor. You see him yelling on the sidelines a lot. Like, that's on TV all the time. And looking outside in, I'm like, man, that guy's just always pissed off all the time. What's his deal? Houston game, my first week there, he did the same thing. But hearing what he's saying, seeing the mode of the game, and seeing what he expected out of his guys and himself, that's just that's a competitor coming out in him.
See, it's interesting.
Yeah,
how
it's a different thing seeing it yourself.
It is. The relationships that are built in the weight room and the practice each day allows for that interaction during the game.
Yeah, unbelievable.
DJ Williams joining us here from Verizon Arena. What about Ryan Mallett? Everybody's wondering, okay, what's Ryan going to do? His name came up a lot as far as potential trade bait or maybe some making a deal somewhere else. In your relationship with him, obviously you guys, I'm assuming because the Arkansas connection are close. If you're going to be patient, sitting behind Tom Brady is probably as understandable a situation as you could ask for, but I got to think another guy who's a competitor probably wants to get on the field and play soon.
Yeah, he is a competitor, and that's why he's there. They like players that like to compete. And I'm going to say Ryan has the same mentality. Shows up when Brady's doing those drills, Mallett is right there with them. They're pushing each other each and every day. So he's not that player that's comfortable with saying, okay, I'm going to put in my work during the week. I'm comfortable with just sitting, relaxing, letting Brady take. He wants to play. And I think it would be stupid for any player in the NFL being okay with just riding the bench. Everyone wants to play, and they know that. And he's just going to work hard every day. And, you know, all the speculation that's going on with what's going to go on, you know, we drafted a quarterback in the second round. We don't know. We don't even pay attention. We just show up, work hard every day, and what happens, happens.
Hey, there's three studs at QB right now. Yeah. Jimmy, is it Garoppolo?
Uh-huh.
My God.
Brady, I saw the kid playing college.
Garoppolo.
Yeah, he's
three
nice.
Absolute studs. What about Belichick? Have you gotten a chance to have one-on-one FaceTime with him? All too often.
Does he meet with everybody individually? Is that part of the deal?
That's hard to say. You know, I don't really talk too much about what goes on in between the walls. They, you know, really like to keep what happens in those walls in those walls. But just on Belichick, he's a very structured coach. He's been doing it a long time. I think he can run his program in a way that a lot of other NFL coaches can't because of his track record, his resume, what he's done, and it's proven to work. And he has respect around the league, and what he's done has been proven. He wins football games. But he is a very strict and structured coach. He expects and demands a lot out of every player. I wouldn't say just, you know, a free agent rookie. He's talking to them the same way he's talking to Tom Brady, you know. So it's an even playing field, and I really appreciate that, and I think that's why he wins.
Meanwhile, you got a guy like Gronkowski who has probably drawn the ire. I got to think of your head coach. He's a free spirit. Let's put it that way. I mean, he's a proven kind of guy. You know, we talk about Manziel, but I mean, Gronk's a proven, you know, all pro kind of player.
Gronk party and Gronk like football.
I got to think though, as a teammate, he's a great guy to be around.
Gronk is awesome. I will say that. He's a not cocky, not conceited, not one bit. He shows up. He works hard every day. You know, he's one of my lifting partners, and so he gets after it, understands what hard work does. But he also knows how to enjoy himself. You know, he doesn't go out and do anything stupid. He's not, you know, in the news for doing drugs or doing, you know, beating up some people. He's just any other kid, you know, with a bank account like that that enjoys living life would do the exact same thing. And so, but like I said, he's just having a good time. He's not doing anything illegal. But at the same time, you know, being with him at this time of the year, he's like, yeah, I'm not going out. I need to cut that out. Football season's getting ready. I need to start getting right. But so he understands how important it is to be ready.
I want to ask you this because you're a pretty thoughtful guy, and you've been obviously played on the biggest stage in college, and you've been around some of the best in terms of NFL with coaches and the minds in the NFL. What do you think is the difference in coaches that are able to succeed on both the college and then to the NFL level? We've seen examples of guys who can do it, guys who can't do it, and guys who prefer one or the other. In your mind, what would you say is the biggest difference between the coaches who are able to succeed moving up?
I would say their ability to get the players to buy in. I mean, there's so many great minds. I've been around coaches. You know, I'm not going to say anything, but it's very hard for an athlete to take something from somebody that they don't respect. And especially you always have those coaches that have never really played the game. They're just great minds of the game. And those are the ones that are real tricky because they could be great coaches or terrible coaches because no one wants to listen to them. Like, you don't know where I'm coming from. And then you have the ones that can relate, you know, that are just good with people. They understand everyone is coached different. I mean, there's a lot of egos in the NFL. And you got to know how to approach your player. And because if he's going to make plays, you need to make sure you're on the same page. Communication is key. And then you also have the coaches that have been players that can relate to everything, and people respect them and want to play hard for them. So it's a personality issue, I would say, that translate overs from the college to the NFL.
Sure. Yeah.
Patriots tight end DJ Williams joining us here at Verizon Arena. What about who's your position coach, and what's the relationship like there? How do you guys interact?
Yeah.
What's his role with you?
Isn't Brian Daboll? It's his first year as a tight end coach. He was the offensive coordinator at Miami when Mallett and I came out in the draft, and Mallett and I both thought we were going to go to Miami really early, so we remind him about that every day. But he's a very intellectual coach. He's very competitive. He demands a lot from you, but on the field and off the field. But he's that type that can bring you into a team or the tight end meeting room and break it down. All right, now let's talk about this. Let's get this right.
You guys get a whole room for three of you?
Yeah, and we make it work, baby. And so everyone has their own room. And
okay.
So, but he's the type that, you know, can break it down and coach his players. You know, some coaches like to yell and expect a lot and expect them to do it on their own because they're in the NFL. He's a player that does a good job coaching. And so that's great to have.
Do you have any more football questions?
I have a question about
all right, because I got non-football questions.
Well, yeah, I was kind of. I have a combo question, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You, we talked to Peyton. He's going to obviously be a farmer when he's done with the NFL someday.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys all have a lengthy career ahead of you.
Yeah.
But someday, eventually, it's going to end. And I was thinking to myself this morning as I was driving over here, I'm going to give DJ a card because I can see DJ,
wow,
if he was willing to take a huge pay cut,
yeah,
being in broadcasting. Do you have any interest in that? Because you got a great personality.
I do. And I will say one thing about money, not having it and having it. I'm still DJ, and I'm still going to be the same. And so, like, I'm not worried about that. I would love, I could see us right now having a radio show at end of the day, going downtown, grabbing a brew.
You can't beat that.
You know what I mean?
If you join
we have
the crew,
a brew during the show, actually.
Pat and I will both take, we're like LeBron and D-Wade. We'll take pay cuts. We don't need max deals, and we can bring you in.
You're the LeBron.
I love it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm Bosch.
Okay. I've never been tall before. Let me be Bosch. We'll get a piano installed in the studio and you could just play us in and out of the breaks.
I love it. That'd
all
be great.
Speaking of
Do you ever think I want to catch that ball over the middle, but man, I don't know. I may never play Tchaikovsky again if I do. Every time I
jam a finger when I was at Green Bay playing in New York, I tore a tendon and my finger was caught like that for 3 months. I was like, if this makes me not play the piano, anyway, I was going to be pissed. But it worked out all right.
Grand piano or one of those stand-ups?
I play everything.
Like
I love them all. I have a stand-up / electric grand in my place.
Yeah, really?
So it is pretty nice.
All right. Speaking of sports talk, LeBron, where does he end up?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You got to know. You gotta know.
I mean, I have
you
to.
Know.
I'm a
if you're
professional gonna do this, athlete. I gotta know. I
if mean, you're gonna do this crap for a living, you gotta at least make up a good answer.
You gotta make something up.
All right, I'll just say it'll be Cleveland or Miami.
We know. All right, percentage wise in each one. How
percentage
about that?
Wise,
75 to Miami. 20, you know that kind of deal.
I think he would like to play home or be back at home. I mean, who wouldn't? That'd be like me coming back if Arkansas had a professional football team. I'd love to be here.
Twisters.
I get it.
You play in this field.
I make it work.
Okay, you
I
want
could
Cleveland.
See that. Yeah, right. I could see that. That'd be awesome.
Who was your World Cup team that you were rooting for? Are they knocked out or is Germany in? Who's Germany playing? Argentina.
I was rooting for USA, of course. You got to go. But I really, really like Messi, not just because
I love him.
That's our boy.
Not because he's the best player. Just how he carries himself.
He's 5'5",
unbelievable.
Bro.
Yeah, and his personality off the field is great.
Okay, how many Instagram followers you have?
I couldn't tell you. I had to lose my. I can't get into that. I had to.
Uh oh. I saw a picture you posted in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I had a great time in Costa Rica.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, there was eight of us. I took my whole family out there and my girlfriend, so we had a great time.
And finally, just because this is a little self-serving, have you been around the city of Boston?
Wow.
Have you gone?
Wow.
What types of haunts have you visited that you enjoyed?
Types of who?
What places have you
places,
gone?
Haunts, I call them.
What kind of restaurants, bars?
You've been to the North End? I'm sure Mallet's taking you around a little bit.
He has. I've been out with Mallet a couple times. And
you Italian food guy?
I do. This would be a perfect time to say the name of that place. This guy named it after his little girl. Oh, they have the best meatballs I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
That's because you haven't eaten in my house. But
is that what it is?
But that's fine. I'll let that go for now.
Yeah. Have you been to Celtics games, Red Sox, Brewers?
I've been to Fenway. I've been there three times, and each time was a good time.
Do you guys get to know the athletes in the other sports at all?
Yeah, I haven't been there that long, but I'm sure that'll come. You know, a lot of guys on the team are good friends with, you know, the Sox or the Celtics. So, you know, Brady and Edelman, they'll go BP with the Sox before the game. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah.
Well, cool. I know those hockey guys, be careful. They like to partake a little bit.
Yeah, they're intense.
Drink out of that Stanley Cup a little bit more than you probably want to.
It's pretty cool, though.
They are some sick animals over there.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love the Bruins up there, though. Yeah.
When you were coming out, we thought all along that, and for Pat, it's totally self-serving. For me, I love you in Green
Boston
Bay.
More.
But I was going to say, though, I mean, it seems like that offense for your skill set, watching you play through high school and college, is a great fit.
Yeah, I do love it. I mean, everything about it. Even watching film on how they used to run things with a specific other person, I mean, it's very attractive for what I do, and so I'm really taking this one serious. Not saying I haven't taken it serious before, but this is a place I really want to play at.
It's unbelievable, Justin. I can remember when this kid was in high school at CAC.
Hey, I remember this. He came and coached us up. He talked to us about beef.
Basketball. Yeah, balanced size double fall.
Yeah.
Well, a very accomplished basketball player as well. You remember
that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It's going to be a statue of this kid one day in the city.
Well, and again, not to name names, but there are ends of a spectrum as far as behavior and examples being set, and you are at the other end of the spectrum from a lot of guys, including some people that most people who are Patriots fans can bring to mind quickly. When you get in front of a group today, what kinds of messages do you pass along to them? What are things you want to make sure to get in the heads of a 7 to 14-year-old?
You know, it's really hard for them to understand it now, but they will when they get older. Is, you know, especially what I went through last year, when you think everything is going according to plan and then something happens and you fall off top and then everyone says, you know, this is it, this guy's done. you know, he wants to do this, it won't happen. I mean, that's exactly what I went through, and I almost suckered myself into believing what everyone else is saying. But like I said, it's just don't give up on yourself. You know, really sit down, and if it's something you want to do and something you believe in, don't let anyone say that you can't do it. Because it's, trust me, when you get to that low point, you start making excuses and start justifying a whole bunch of things. Like me, after being cut 3 times in a matter of a month, I started saying, you know, I don't even know if I like playing football anymore. You know, maybe this is, you know, my sign that, you know, I'm done. Let's move on. Let's go to Arkansas. Let's just make a living. And then, you know, I woke up one morning like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, don't tell yourself that. This is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to the top.
Telling you, man.
I'm inspired.
Oh. Kid, well, maybe, you know what? He's going to be running for governor, so forget about the radio.
I don't think there's any question you could be governor if you want to be.
Yeah, you don't need the smear campaign of hanging out with guys like us while you're running for governor, okay?
It'd be fun.
So just keep that in check. That'd be nice. Imagine having a former Razorback football player as governor.
That'd be cool. It's a lot better than Jesse Ventura as governor of Minnesota, I would think.
Could I spend the night in the mansion?
Hey, who would I bring in with me? I'd bring Gronk. Be in my political party.
That would be good. Great. Well, DJ, great
seeing
you, man.
You're a great man, my friend.
Good luck. We want to catch up this season if you got time, too.
Yeah, right on. Good deal. Come to the game.
When are you heading back up to – I'm going to Boston tonight.
I'm going Sunday.
Okay.
I'll be there Sunday.
You're going to be working out, though.
You need to be working out.
I'm
going to go over and lift with him and
Gronk. I'll be in Cape Cod.
Yeah. Hey. Spot him.
Me. Horrific. That will be my workout.
It'll be a horrific barbell accident. Pat Bradley poorly spotted DJ Williams, cracked sternum.
Done.
I'll let you know. I'll send a message to Ryan if I do come back.
Good deal.
Back up there.
I'm running on the next Costa Rica trip.
Hey, come on. That place was awesome.
I bet it was.
That place was awesome.
I bet it was. Man, good seeing you. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Well, can you hit you. These up for me? And
yeah,
especially Pat the Patriot.
In 10 years when you're done,
I'm coming.
Remind me.
All right, fair enough.
We're going to get you set up.
Fair enough.
And we don't have meeting rooms, but we do have a studio you can sit in.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. DJ Williams, everybody.
All right, thanks y'all.
Appreciate it, man. We'll be back in just a moment. We are at Verizon Arena. We got a busy 90 minutes.
Did you hear the breaking news?
No, buddy.
I just put it on the screener for you.
Okay, where is that from? Source that for me.
That's from ESPN.com.
ESPN.com reporting. As predicted by DJ Williams, LeBron back to Cleveland, baby. Back to Cleveland. It is happening. Wow, Matty T, that's big time. Well, we expected that it was going to happen today, the announcement. I just didn't expect it would be Cleveland. Wow, that is crazy. All right, what a crazy day we're having here Friday. Don't forget, later on, we've got the Matty T Minute, sponsored by our friends at Little Greek. And we also have the Zone Rewind. And what a rewind it'll be. Goodness gracious.